The state of Maine is famous for its lobster and its moose, but not necessarily for its turtles. But at least one turtle is making a name for himself in Maine. His name is Mo. And like countless other pet turtles, he was purchased in a department store in the 1960s. But unlike most of his fellow reptiles, Mo has survived for almost 40 years now. Maine Public Radio's Matthew Algio visited Mo and his owner in Portland.
Over here.
Every night, Michael Lotfi feeds his pet turtle, Mo.
It'll last in his bowl about 14 seconds.
Lotfi has been feeding Mo for a long time, 36 years to be exact. Lotfi was 6 years old when he bought Mo and another red-eared slider turtle named Minnie at a W.T. Grant store in 1965. Minnie was dead within weeks, but Mo is still kicking, or crawling as the case may be.
He's been a really good pet, you know. He's got his own personality. It's really funny. He's tough, I guess. He's been through a lot of things, you know.
Lotfi and Mo have been together since the Johnson administration, and Lotfi says he knows Mo pretty well. He describes him as nosy.
He seems to, like, follow you around, like, or even when he's out of the bowl. If I say to him, "You better not be coming over here," he comes over.
Lotfi says he doesn't know the secret to Mo's longevity, but he says he has survived a couple of close calls. Twice, once in 1978 and again in 1983, Lotfi's mom accidentally left Mo outside on a cold day, and he froze solid inside his bowl.
We came out one day, and there was the 2-3 inches of water frozen. Mo, just like a turtle cube, if you will, and she thought for sure he was gone. But she brought him in the house, and next thing you know, he just kind of woke up and said, "Where's my food?"
Mo is definitely a creature of habit, says Lotfi. A typical day includes plenty of lounging in the sun and lots of crawling around the house, albeit very slowly. Lotfi says Mo also enjoys sleeping and listening to music.
He likes everything from Patsy Cline to Led Zeppelin, you know, anything in between. He'll stay busy in the aquarium or whatever, but when a certain song comes on, he just kind of lally-lags around, and so I just kind of feel that he likes it.
Mo is about 4 inches across, but he wasn't much bigger than a quarter when Lotfi bought him, much too small to be legally sold today. The FDA banned the sale of turtle hatchlings in 1975 because they carry bacteria such as salmonella. As for his age, Mo is believed to be between 38 and 40 years old. Not bad for a common red-eared slider turtle.
It's actually pretty amazing.
Dean McCurdy teaches biology at Bowdoin College in Brunswick, Maine.
There are literally millions of these turtles sold in the United States. And of all these turtles that are sold, very few of them actually survive to adulthood, let alone 40 or 50 years, which is probably the maximum range of lifespan for that species.
Red-eared slider turtles have long been popular pets, sometimes too popular, McCurdy says. He says owners who get tired of their pets have been known to release them into the wild, and that can make life more difficult for a region's indigenous turtles.
They carry diseases, some of which they pick up in captivity, which could harm native turtles. And in the case of the red-eared slider, in places like Florida, it's actually invading in certain areas and now competing native species.
But Michael Lotfi has no intention of releasing Mo into the wild. He says he hopes they have many more years happy together.
He's been kind of the ninth wonder of the world. I mean, nobody ever expected Mo. Most people go, "Do you still have that turtle?" I don't know. He's just through romaine lettuce and tuna fish and fish sticks and sunlight and good music, I guess he's happy.
For Living on Earth, I'm Matthew Algio in Portland, Maine.